Highland Middle School. We are back for the fifth season of the HMS Podcast. The HMS Podcast began during March of 2020 at the start of the COVID pandemic school shutdown as a way for students and staff to stay connected. And our conversations have continued since then. We can't wait to hear more this year from our awesome students and staff. Throughout the 23-24 school year, we will host several episodes each month. Each episode will feature a Highland Middle School student, staff member, and all things Highland Scots related. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for an episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley. And now, the latest episode of the HMS Podcast. I'd like to welcome our guest today, sixth grader Bryn Waters, to the HMS Podcast. Hi, Bryn.
Hi.
So Bryn and I have been trying to schedule this for quite some time now, so I'm glad we were able to make it work today. So let's get right to it. Bryn, tell us all about Bryn Waters.
Well, Bryn Waters is pretty unique, in my opinion. She likes to draw, she likes music a lot, and she's very busy most of the time.
Yeah, so well, let's kind of dig into that stuff. So what do you like to draw?
What I mostly draw is basically just humans and stuff. I don't really draw specific people unless they ask me to.
Okay.
And I also draw like how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling sad or something, I may draw like rain and an umbrella.
Okay.
But if I'm feeling like happy or something, I might draw like an amusement park or something.
Very cool. So do you carry around a sketch pad? Do you...
I always have one on me.
Always do, huh?
I have like two in my book bag right now.
Okay. So do you take any art classes here at the middle school?
Yes, I take creative arts.
Okay. We'll come back to that because I want to talk about some of your projects in there. Mm-hmm. So you said you also listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
What type of music do you listen to?
Basically like all like funk and stuff. And also some very relaxing music.
Okay.
And also, my sister's a marching band, so I always have to listen to it.
Yeah. Are you involved in band as well?
Yes.
So band and art.
Mm-hmm.
What instrument do you play?
I play percussion.
Nice. Very nice. So you had said about when you're drawing,
mm-hmm.
it reflects your mood.
Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to music that reflects your mood?
Okay, yes, I do. So if I'm feeling very down about something, I might listen to sad music while I sketch.
Okay.
And then when I'm happy, I listen to like very upbeat music while I sketch also.
Do you find that if you're not feeling well, if you're feeling sad or you're feeling angry and you're drawing and listening to those types of music, does it help improve your mood?
It does, because once I'm in art, I can't get out of it. If I'm drawing and all my emotions are just going into the piece of paper, and it just feels amazing.
And so then, so you have kind of built in your own coping mechanism.
Yes.
That's a wonderful skill to have. A lot of kids struggle with, how do I get out of this funk that I'm feeling? So that's an awesome strategy. So like I said at the start, Bryn's a sixth grader. So she came across the street from the elementary school. So think back. We are recording this at the end of our 12th week of school. Time flies.
Mm-hmm.
So think back to September 5th, first day of school. What were your emotions on that day?
I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to fail. And I'm so scared of this. But actually, it's kind of pretty easy once you realize how it goes.
Do you think you were most nervous because it was like new and unknown, or were there anything specifically that you were?
There was a few things I was scared of. I was scared if I'm going to be like very bad at all my classes and like what teacher I'm going to get, because you know, kids, they don't really like a specific teacher. And I was also scared because there's some people that, you know, they're not really nice. And once you see them again, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I don't want to. I'm just going to ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
And once you do that, you're just like, oh, I'm so brave. And I'm so confident in myself.
Mm-hmm. And here we are 12 weeks later.
Yeah.
You've survived.
I survived 12 weeks.
What has maybe been the biggest surprise?
The biggest surprise for me is that it's pretty easy. Because at first you're like, there's like 10 different places I'm supposed to go. And I don't even know where I'm going. Even though, just go right there. And
it's all in the same hallway.
Yeah, it's all in the same
for the most part, yeah. How'd you do with your locker?
Oh, I practiced for days. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
Okay. And then I got it open like 20 times.
And now you got it.
Yeah.
And now it's easy.
It's very easy.
I tell a lot of sixth graders at open house or during the sixth grade open house, you know, once you get your locker figured out, it's kind of smooth sailing from there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you mentioned that you take creative art
mm-hmm.
and band. So people that are listening may not be aware that at the middle school, we do allow students to choose their morning encore classes. So you have 3-day band,
mm-hmm.
2-day creative art.
Yes.
Tell me about band as a sixth grader. Is this your first experience ever playing percussion, or had you had some experience before?
Experience, but not like professional and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I played a little, and now I'm just playing it full time every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Have you seen like a ton of growth in your skills?
Yes, I have. First, I was just like boom, 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 but now I'm actually playing the notes, not even looking at it.
That's awesome. Now, percussion, there are many parts to being a percussionist in the band. Tell us about the different parts of being a percussionist.
So the different parts, first you just start off like with an easy one, like we call it the bells, but I forgot the full name, but because it's really huge.
Mm-hmm.
But first you just start playing that, and as you get better and better, you get to switch to snare drum, and then all the other parts like the bass drum and like the triangle and all the other fun stuff.
Do you have a favorite?
I don't really. I really like mostly all of them
mm-hmm.
because they're so unique in its own way. Like the bells is like a very high pitch, and then for the bass drum, it's like really low.
What instrument does your sister play?
My sister plays the flute.
Okay, so like complete opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yes.
Very cool. Do you see yourself staying with band and being in the marching band when you get older?
Yeah, but also I'm a little scared because I don't know if I'm going to be marching correctly and stuff. So it's either I'm going to do marching band or just concert band.
I see. But you're definitely going to stick with it.
Yes.
That's awesome. And we have a big concert coming up.
Mm-hmm.
December 15th, shameless plug out all of you listening out there. Friday, December 15th, 6 p.m. Band, guitar, piano, concert. It's one of our favorite events of the year because we get a sneak peek the day of. Are you nervous about that?
No, I'm not.
You feel pretty good?
I've been waiting for this moment because everyone's just like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna study this and I'm gonna memorize it all the way through. And I'm like, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Are you guys okay?
I love it. I think it's awesome that we get to go over and experience the concert. So let's shift gears a little bit to creative art. So obviously, you know, music is a big part of your life. You said art's a big part of your life. Tell us all about creative art.
Creative art, it's basically one day you can go on your journal and you just draw in there whatever it's on the board. Like, hey, today we're doing like candy and stuff. And I'm like, oh, okay. So then you draw candy. It takes like a few days to get done.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're doing a specific project. We were doing leaf designs, and now we're switching to like an organic painting or like pop art that's gonna pop out.
What's been your favorite project so far?
My favorite project was probably the skull one.
Tell us about that one.
That one was pretty like nice because that was my first time actually learning how to draw a skull, because that's probably the only thing I couldn't draw perfect, my grammar. And I did like a flower design with like a rose on the head and vines coming out of the eyes and all that good stuff.
Every time I walk down the hallway in the art room hallway, there's always like new artwork hung up. When I go into the classroom, we're doing new and different projects. I mean, that has to be like one of the best times of your day.
Yes, it is.
So we, like I said, we're recording this on November 30th. So we're just coming back from our Thanksgiving break. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was pretty boring though.
Yeah, sometimes that's okay. Mm-hmm. Are there any like fun family traditions that your family does over Thanksgiving break?
We always go to Tennessee and to see my step-grandmother.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so tell me about the trip.
The trip, it was long. I wore pajamas the entire time, and I was so exhausted from the car ride mm-hmm. because we don't take airplanes. We don't like airplanes. Mm-hmm. We take cars.
So we drive everywhere.
We drive everywhere, yep. Yes. And once we got there, it was nighttime. So I just, she has a spare room that has two bunk beds. Mm-hmm. So I just sleep in there.
And then do you and the family have a traditional Thanksgiving meal, or do we do any like fun, unique traditions?
We just play games, I guess, like the normal Thanksgiving mm-hmm. stuff.
Turkey, mashed potatoes, and all that good stuff? Or, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we have about 3 weeks. 3 or 4 weeks until winter break. Do you have any, you know, Christmas or holiday traditions that your family takes part in?
Every Christmas, my family, it's either we go over to my grandma's house or they come over to our house and we celebrate Christmas. We play all these games and then we get each other presents. Like if you like draw a name out of the hat, like, oh, I got my cousin. Yeah. And then like, just get them something that you think they'll like.
Oh, that's very cool. How many cousins do you have?
Too many to count.
A lot.
Yes.
Oh, wow. So you could get somebody like different every year mm-hmm. when you draw out of the hat. That's great. So, you know, we're 12 weeks in. You know, we've got Thanksgiving just passed, coming up on Christmas. You know, really, that calendar, when it turns to January, you know, time flies, right? You're going to be a seventh yes. grader soon, then an eighth grader. What advice would you have for an elementary school student, a fifth grader that's getting ready to come over to the middle school next year?
Don't be nervous. It's not as bad as you're going to think once you get there. Sure, some things are going to be hard, but honestly, it gets pretty easy. Kind of like when you were a fourth grader and you're going to fifth grade. It's just like that, but you're going to a new school. It's not that scary as much.
Well, Bryn, this has been a lot of fun. I'm glad we could finally make this happen. Thanks for joining me.
You're welcome.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS podcast. If you would like to be a guest on the podcast, or if you have an idea for a future episode, please contact me, Principal Matt Bradley, in the HMS office. I would love to have you join us. Until next time, be sure to make honorable, mindful, and self-aware choices. Go Scots!